Hi, welcome to the fourth part of SAS Interview Questions and Answers. This podcast covers top SAS interview and answers that will help you gain valuable knowledge to ace your next job interview and get an edge over other applicants. Question 61. What is the difference between plus operator and sum function? Answer. The plus operator returns a missing value if any arguments are missing, while the sum function returns the sum of all non-missing arguments. Question 62. How can you convert a numeric variable to a character variable? Answer. You can utilize the put function within SAS to transform a numeric variable into a character variable. Question 63. How can you convert a character variable to a numeric variable? Answer. You can utilize the input function within SAS to convert a character variable into a numeric variable. Question 64. How does substr function work? Answer. The substr function in SAS is used to extract a portion of a string or character variable. It allows you to specify a starting position within the string and the number of characters to extract. Question 65. What is the difference between set and merge? Answer. Set combines the datasets, while merge aligns the observations between the datasets. Question 66. How can you create macro variables? Answer. To create macro variables, one can use any of the following ways. %let. %callSimpit. %proc=SQL into clause. Macro parameters. Iterative %do statement. Question 67. Which date function can advance a date time value, date, or time by a given interval? Answer. Antnx function can advance a date, time, or date time value by a given interval and returns a date, time, or date time value. Question 68. Highlight the difference between scan and substr? Answer. To summarize, the main difference between scan and substr in SAS is their purpose. Scan is used to extract words or tokens from a string based on position, while substr is used to extract a portion of a string based on specified starting position and length. Question 69. What is the purpose of by statement in data step merge? Answer. In SAS programming, the by statement is used within a data step to control the merging of datasets based on common variables. The primary purpose of the by statement is to indicate which variables should be used as key variables for merging data from different datasets. When you perform a merge operation in a SAS data step, you typically have two or more datasets that you want to combine based on certain variables. The by statement is used to specify these variables. SAS then matches observations with the same values in the by variables from different datasets and creates a single observation with data from all the matched datasets. Question 70. What is the use of BMDP procedure? Answer. The BMPD procedure is used for data analysis, regression analysis, hypothesis testing, survival analysis, time series analysis, etc. Question 71. What is run group processing? Answer. The application of run group processing involves utilizing the run statement to initiate a proc step while keeping the procedure active. Question 72. What is the use calendar procedure? Answer. The calendar procedure represents data in a monthly calendar format from the SAS dataset. Question 73. Which functions are used for character handling in SAS? Answer. Lowcase and upcase is known as the character functions used for character handling in SAS. Question 74. What is the use of the divide function? Answer. The divide function is utilized to return the division result. Question 75. What is call PRXFREE routine? Answer. The call PRXFREE routine in SAS is used to release memory that was allocated for use by the Perl-compatible regular expressions, PCRE, engine. PCRE is a library that provides support for regular expressions in various programming languages, including SAS. In SAS, the call PRXFREE routine is used to deallocate the memory that is allocated when you use the PRX asterisk functions to work with regular expressions. Failing to call PRXFREE after you're done using the regular expression functions can lead to memory leaks. Question 76. What is the anadigit function? Answer. the anadigit function is employed to locate the initial instance of a numeral within a string. It furnishes the numeral's position. Should no numeral be located, it furnishes a zero. With the utilization of an additional parameter, the anadigit function can initiate the search from any specified position within the string. Question 77. What is call missing routine? Answer. In SAS, the call missing routine is a commonly used subroutine or function that sets all variables in a specified list to missing values. This routine is particularly useful in data manipulation and data cleaning tasks within the SAS programming environment. When you use the call missing routine, you provide a list of variables as arguments, and the routine assigns missing values to those variables. This can be helpful when you need to reset variables to a neutral state or initialize them for subsequent data processing steps. Question 78. What is the VORMAX function? Answer. The VORMAX function is used to return the format assigned with the value of the given statement. Question 79. What is the STD function? Answer. The STD function is used to calculate the standard deviation of a dataset or a variable. The standard deviation is a measure of the amount of variation or dispersion in a set of values. It indicates how spread out the values are from the mean, average, value. The STD function in SAS calculates the sample standard deviation by default. Question 80. How can a SAS program be validated? Answer. Through the STD function, the standard deviation will be returned for the non-missing statements. Thank you for listening to our podcast.